Keith Peters reporting House Republicans are moving ahead with an attempt to hold Attorney General Merrick Garland in contempt of Congress.
The House Judiciary Committee is moving forward with an effort to try to hold Attorney General Merrick Garland in contempt because President Joe Biden invoked executive privilege over the audio recording of his interview with Special Counsel Robert Hur last year. The White House relied on a memo from the Attorney General. We've seen the transcript of that interview. It was a source of a lot of controversy over what Hur described as lapses in the president's memory.
The timing of any action by the full House and the willingness of the U.S. Attorney's Office to act on the referral remain uncertain. A transcript of the interview shows Biden struggling to recall some dates and occasionally confusing some details, but having deep recalls in other areas. In a change from the last election cycle, Republican voters are now being encouraged to trust mail-in ballots. Details from reporter Bernie Bennett.
Former President Donald Trump has been trying to assure Republican voters that casting ballots by mail and other forms of early voting are, quote, all good options. But it may be challenging for President Trump and the Republican National Committee to reverse the drop-off in mail-in voting among GOP voters. Trump has criticized mail-in voting since 2020, and the RNC has been filing lawsuits around the country targeting various aspects of it. But now Republican officials are encouraging voters to cast their ballots by mail. The GOP has launched an effort to, in the words of one official, quote, correct the narrative on mail-in voting and get those who were turned off to it to reconsider it for this year's election. Bernie Bennett, Washington.
Workers at two Mercedes-Benz factories near Tuscaloosa, Alabama, have voted overwhelmingly against joining the United Auto Workers. The results released Friday by the UAW debt a setback to the union's drive to organize plants in the historically non-union South. This is SRN News. A Mississippi health care provider takes on the Biden administration.
Macomb Children's Clinic in Tylertown has filed suit over the federal government's decision to add sexual orientation and so-called gender identity to the Affordable Care Act. It's all about transgenderism. Alliance Defending Freedom, which is representing the clinic, says the Biden administration will, quote, force doctors to do harm by providing unnecessary procedures that remove healthy body parts and prescribing puberty blockers. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
65 years after a communist government officially declared Cuba to be an atheist country, religion seems omnipresent there. The bells toll on churches and Jews celebrate Sabbath dinner openly. However, critics say Cuba is still falling short on religious tolerance. The State Department has designated the island nation a country of particular concern for engaging in or tolerating severe violations of religious freedom. This is SRN News. Here's the Wall Street Business Report.
Stocks drifted to a mostly higher close on Wall Street, marking their fourth winning week in a row. The Dow rose 0.3% to close above 40,000 points for the first time. It briefly traded above that level a day earlier. GameStop sank, giving back more of its huge gains from earlier in the week while predicting a loss of up to $37 million for its latest quarter. The Dow up 134 points today to close at 40,003. The NASDAQ lost a dozen points to 16,685. The S&P 500 gaining 6 points to finish at 5303. New York oil rose 83 cents to $80.06 per barrel. For the Wall Street Business Report, I'm John Scott.
More details at srnnews.com. I'm Keith Peters.